May be seated. I invite you to turn to the rite of holy baptism as you find it on page 133 in the front part of your hymn book. And please join me in the versicles. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Him we live and move and have our being. We are buried with Christ by baptism into death, just as he was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. According to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. As many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death. Baptism also now saves us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Beloved in the Lord, in the Word of God, we learn that from the fall of Adam, we are all conceived and born in sin and condemned to everlasting death. But we also learn that the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save sinners. in order that all men, women, and children might come to the knowledge of the truth as it is in Christ Jesus, he has entrusted holy baptism to his church as a means of grace for our salvation. Our Lord has testified, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Therefore, according to his command and promise, we receive Nicole Meyer into the Christian church through the washing of regeneration, and we beseech our Savior graciously to receive her and to shower forth the power of the Holy Spirit, that she will be given the new birth of faith, the forgiveness of sins, and life everlasting. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is good and right so to do. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to the Almighty and everlasting God through Jesus Christ our Lord, who came to his disciples and said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. This morning I invite you to hear a different lesson than that which is printed. The one in our service is for the baptism of little children or infants. And today we are blessed to have an adult baptism for Nicole. And let us hear some of the words of evangelist Luke as he writes in Acts chapter 8. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked. How can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter. And as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized? And he ordered the chariot to stop. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Here ends our reading. Just a few devotional comments this morning. For most of us, our baptism is probably an event that we do not remember. It may be that, like for myself, for you, it happened when you were a little child and an infant. Other than some pictures and maybe a cross on your wall and a baptismal certificate is all you have from that. And yet when we look at what Scripture says about this amazing sacrament, this wonderful gift from God, it puts such power to it. It connects it to what our Lord Jesus did for us on the cross, paying for all of our sins. And when we are baptized into that very act on the cross. We are baptized into his death. Paul says we are baptized into his resurrection. St. Peter says that baptism saves us. God has placed power into this blessed sacrament. And what a wonderful thing that through this, God the Holy Spirit has worked faith in our hearts. Now, God also works faith in the heart through his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And in Nicole's life, God has worked in her heart through the blessed word of the gospel. and through Christian instructors and through Christian friends that have encouraged her in her faith. This is a wonderful example today of how evangelism can take place right here in our own student body. What a beautiful thing this is to guide and direct fellow students to know Christ and to see what a blessed Savior we have in Him and what a wonderful hope all of us have of going to heaven because of Him. And so through that word, Nicole has now come to believe and trust in Christ as her Savior, and on her own, just like the Ethiopian eunuch, has now come and requested to be baptized. And so what a blessing we have today to witness that. And as this takes place, may each and every one of us thank God and reappreciate, if you will, the wonderful baptismal grace that He has given to each one of us. As He, in that process, dresses us in the white robe of our Lord Jesus' righteousness, because none of us could certainly stand before God dressed on our own spiritual lives. But because of what Christ has done, we are clothed in the holy white robe of His righteousness in baptism. May we again treasure that today, appreciate it, and continue to wear that baptismal garment throughout our lives, so that someday we may join all the other saints in His church in the mansions of heaven. Please join me then in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The eternal, merciful God, who alone saves from evil and who graciously called you to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, deliver you from the darkness of sin, death, and Satan, and preserve you in His faith and truth now and forevermore. Amen. Nicole, do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? If so, answer, I do renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, answer, I do so believe. Do you believe in God the Son, the Redeemer of the world? If so, answer, I do believe. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit, the Lord and Giver of life? If so, answer, I do so believe. Do you wish to be baptized? Nicole, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Let us confess our faith in the faith into which Nicole is being baptized. Please stand. I believe in God. Receive the washing of new birth to eternal life. We pray you to preserve her in the grace of baptism, so that she may grow in faith, walk in newness of life by the power of Christ's resurrection, and finally receive the inheritance of the saints in heaven. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Dear Christian friends, you who have been in attendance at the baptism of Nicole are to be witnesses that she has been baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity. You ought also to remember her before God in your prayers, to maintain her with the bonds of Christian fellowship, and to assist her to abide in Christ, even as now through baptism she has been grafted into Him. The Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit, and has forgiven all your sins. May He strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. The Lord preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Depart in peace. Amen.